The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. The RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
How impressed with you were you with Brock Osweiler yesterday?
On a scale of what?
1 to 10.
2.
I'm not going to defend him because he was bad.
Don't say he was bad. Let's just say what it is. He is bad.
He is bad. I understand why they did things exactly the way they did. They managed to get the defensive touchdown which put them in a good spot because then they could be conservative and just run the football. It is one of those, they're winning in spite of them. 409 says, that's ridiculous. New England has the softest schedule. The first team they played with a winning record, they lost. Cowboys' schedule is a lot tougher than the Patriots.
They've been at Arizona, at Pittsburgh, home to the Seahawks.
That's a much tougher schedule than what you played.
Their first four games of the season, they went without their best player. If you think the Cowboys have played a tougher schedule than the Patriots, show me the one team on the Cowboys schedule better than the Seahawks. I'll wait. I'm going to be waiting.
You're better off.
Waiting till the end of the season.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Here's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. A lot of other good stuff, too. One of the things that came up was the AFC South's still the worst division, which I think we've looking at the NFC North.
NFC North is the worst to me.
I'm not so sure the AFC South is much better.
AFC North, you mean?
I mean, the NFC South, I mean.
Oh.
Is that much better? And frankly, the NFC North, I still think the Steelers are a good team when they're healthy.
That's why I say I like the AFC North and the NFC South more than I like the NFC North, because there's at least one team in those that I feel okay about.
Yeah.
You know, like the Falcons are good. They lost yesterday, but they're still a good team. Steelers lost. They're going to be all right. I think the Ravens are going to be all right. In the NFC North, I don't know if there's a team in that division that I think is. The Lions might be the best team in that division, and the Lions aren't good. So that.
Yeah, if the Lions wind up winning that division, you know, the Texans.
But you can make the same argument about the AFC South.
Yeah.
Is there a really good team in the AFC South?
No. There's not. But I also don't think.
I think there's only one really bad team.
Yeah,
in the
and
AFC
I'm
South.
I'm not sure that they just, man, those guys just don't know how to win. They really don't.
Jacksonville?
Yeah, they've got talent. It's hard to watch. Wouldn't you take their receiver group over
most?
Most of them in the league right now. Yeah. And yeah, they've had so many high picks. That one baffles me, but I think, you know, I've said all along the coaching I just don't trust. All right, let's talk about the fights.
Yeah, listen, much like the Cowboys, Conor McGregor is the real deal, and Eddie Alvarez. I don't know what his game plan was, but he didn't even really show up, and he just got run through, and this is a career-defining win for Conor McGregor. He becomes the first two-division, at least this first simultaneous two-division champion in the UFC. Now he's going to have to defend one of those belts. And neither one is going to be an easy one to defend because 45's been waiting for a while. I assume Jose Aldo is at the top of that pile after what he did to Frank Edgar, who looked really good on Saturday as well. And then at 155... To me, Khabib Nurmagomedov has to be the guy now. He made Michael Johnson, who is a really good fighter, a very solid lightweight, the number 5 or 6 ranked lightweight. He made him look like he didn't even belong in the cage. I mean, it was like schoolyard bully held him down, pinned his arms, and just beat him up, and then almost tore his arm off. I mean, it was the most dominating performance you could have asked for. Tony Ferguson's also been very good. He could be the guy who gets that. But there's no fight left for McGregor that's going to be easier than Nick Diaz or than Nate Diaz. I mean, the guys he's going to fight now are tougher than Nate Diaz, who beat him. So Conor McGregor, though, for the people who say that his skills aren't legit, his skills are very legit. His mouth is obnoxious at times.
Yeah.
But, dude, if you talk and you can back it up, I'm all for that. It's the worst when a guy talks a big game and then just gets wrecked. But these guys who talk like this and then just go out and do exactly what they say they're going to do, it's hard to deny them. And Conor McGregor has become just that. The other title fights, Woodley-Thompson is a draw, which is always disappointing, but it was kind of the right call. And the UFC said they're going to rematch him, and I'm fine with that. That was a fun fight, entertaining fight. Apparently, the women's fight, Kovalkiewicz wants a rematch too, which I don't know if that's going to happen. But, I mean, it was also relatively competitive, but not the most exciting. So I doubt they're going to rematch that. But they are having a hard time finding women who can even hang with Joanna, so that may be the case. And then Yoel Romero basically destroyed Chris Weidman's head, busted it all open all over the cage, which was kind of cool and kind of gross at the same time. And Rocky Pennington beat Misha Tate, and Misha Tate retired. So that's the last we'll see of Misha Tate. So it was really solid night of fights. There wasn't a – with the exception of maybe that Pennington-Tate card or Tate fight on the main card – there wasn't a bad fight on TV. Everything was exciting. Everything was fun. So I enjoyed it. I thought that it was a good card, and apparently it broke a bunch of records, which is no surprise. Dana White said that it broke every record in the company's history. So good for them. They made some dough. I don't know when they're going to. He said the only one I'm waiting on now is the Fox number. How did Fox Sports 1 do? And it would be really, really weird and make no sense if we didn't break that record too. But he's saying they broke the pay-per-view record. They broke the they had a gate of 17.7 million.
Wow.
By far the largest in UFC history. Also breaking the Madison Square Garden gate record as well, which was previously held by Evander Holyfield and Lennox Lewis in 1999. That was 13.5 million. They blew that out of the water. So a record that's stood since 1999 got beat by 4.2 million on Saturday. I don't know if that's going to be – but I don't know if that's going to be broken again. Dana White said Jesus is going to have to fight the devil to break that record. So it's it was a success for him, man, for sure.
Jesus minus 115, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah.
Good takedown defense.
I don't know. You don't want to get the devil on the ground. He'll get you underground. Did you talk to anybody who was there? What was it like? I'm just kind of curious what the atmosphere was like in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah,
it had to be awesome.
I know a couple people who were there, and it was apparently just – very cool. I mean, it was very, you know, sort of surreal to have, you know, New York, which I guess there's a big Irish crowd, which every time Conor fights, there's a big Irish crowd, but they kind of took over the place. But just the atmosphere, everyone said, was very awesome. And any time you go to Madison Square Garden, and I've gotten to go watch a couple of boxing fights there, it's a really cool experience. It's not like watching the fights at the MGM or somewhere else. I mean, it is a special place to watch a prize fight. So I'm not surprised at all.
All right. 713-780-ESPN. Lorenzo wants to ask a UFC question, so let's get Lorenzo on. What's up, Lorenzo?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Sportsy.
Sports. Going back to Conor McGregor and everything, you know, I couldn't believe just how bad he made Eddie look. He made it look like he didn't belong in the octagon with him. But just kind of re-asking the question, you know, what do you think is the best? What do you think Conor's best matchup is? You know, he's Khabib and Tony Ferguson at lightweight, but at featherweight, Jose Aldo. I don't know if he's still retiring or anything, but I think if he goes down to featherweight, it's either going to be maybe Frankie Edgar or Anthony Pettis. And
I think if Aldo gets to fight with McGregor, that's the fight. I mean, Aldo will show up and fight. To me, and this is what's crazy, that might be the easier fight for him, fighting Jose Aldo, a guy who's lost once in like 12 years, and it was on a, well, I mean, I don't want to say it was a fluke because it's a fight and that happens, but it's on a a flukish knockout. I think Conor McGregor wants no part of Khabib. I don't think anybody really wants any part of that guy. And watching what he did, and Conor, I'm sure Conor was in the back watching, and that was that's the kind of fight that Conor can't win. If Conor gets taken to the ground by that guy, Conor is not skilled enough to get up on the ground. If Conor and Khabib takes everybody down, it doesn't matter how good your takedown defense is, he will take you down. And once you're down, he's going to beat you. And I've talked to Daniel Cormier. Daniel Cormier, who is the light heavyweight champion of the world, a 205-pound man, probably a 240-pound man who fights at 205. And Khabib fights at AKA with the big guys. Most gyms are divided up between bigs and smalls. Luke Rockhold, Daniel Cormier, those guys train with Khabib. Khabib holds Daniel Cormier down. Conor, if he can hold Daniel Cormier and Luke Rockhold down, he can hold Conor McGregor down. And that is that I say, and I think Dana White understands this as well. They do not want to put Conor in the cage with that guy, and I'm sure they're going to find a way not to. But he's 28-0. He is clearly the most deserving lightweight, in my opinion. I think he's the guy who it would have to be. But that's the nightmare scenario for Conor, in my opinion.
All right. We only have one segment left. We're going to have a giveaway for you when we come back. How about that? That's how much we love the people.
And Fight Night was announced this morning, right, in Houston, February 4th.
It's the night before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Fight Pass.
Is it a Fight Pass card?
I think so. Oh, that's what I was reading.
I was under the impression it was a full-on...
Yeah.
No,
a pay-per-view card.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, that's kind of a bummer. Yeah, I thought they were going to do something big right before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it says UFC announces UFC Fight Night card for Super Bowl weekend in Houston.
Okay, well, we'll see. Maybe they'll put together a good card for that thing. That'd be awesome. I was hoping it'd be something big time, but
yeah.
Fights are fights. If the fights are coming, I'm going to go watch.
Yeah, that would have been awesome if they put... It would have been pretty reasonable to put Conor McGregor back on another card, right?
Yeah, but... That's what they do. Usually it's the New Year's card and the Super Bowl card are big cards. They usually don't do the Super Bowl the card in the same city as the Super Bowl, though. So
kind of makes sense,
different.
Though, man, because it's about bringing in another – it's not just the 18,000 that will go to the fight. It's everybody around that in the middle of a Super Bowl, maelstrom. Yeah. That's where it all is. I mean, it'd be cool for us, but I just think from a logistical standpoint, it might be kind of hard to put on a card like that.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Man's Best Friend, and they have saved me. They took my puppy that was just a total pain in the ass dog, and I was able to take her yesterday out to my mom's, and there was probably 40 people there, and she was well-behaved. She wasn't jumping up on people. She wasn't biting anybody, play-biting. She got it all figured out thanks to the guys at Man's Best Friend. I went there, sat down with the trainer and my dog, and we discussed what habits I wanted to get rid of. And when I came back to pick her up, that's what they had worked on. They personalized the training system for what you want out of your dog. Phone number 713-932-6709, or you can stop by 2331 Bingle Road in Houston, or go to mansbestfriend.com. They do grooming. They do boarding. They do the training. The boarding, especially if you want to get in. I think they're booked up for Thanksgiving, but if you want your boarding for the Christmas holiday, you may want to get in there now and get it done. And listeners get 30% off just by mentioning ESPN 97.5. And if you go to our website, the ESPN975.com website, you can register to win a $250 gift card to Man's Best Friend. It's very simple to sign up. Just a click away and get yourself registered for that. It's Man's Best Friend, mansbestfriend.com, the professional difference in dog training.
It's not a state of mind, no. Your head's just in a state. I may be on the outside, but you're empty within. It's getting kind of old now. I think it's time to pack it in.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz for just a few more minutes. Hey, this morning at 6:20 and again at 8:20, Mike and Mike announced the winning word and gave you the opportunity to win a trip to the college football playoffs. Now's your chance to be entered to win a trip to a bowl game. Text that winning word to 713-780-3776 right now for your chance to win an ESPN prize pack, which includes a Mike and Mike Road to the CFP long sleeve t-shirt, ball cap, and ESPN 97.5 drawstring backpack and t-shirt. Plus, be entered to win one of our local grand prize trips to either the Sugar Bowl or the Cotton Bowl. Only text once. Jong will pick a winner at random from the correct names, and we'll accept text for the next 1 minute. So there you have it. All right, man. So I have no thoughts on this game tonight. A lot of people asking, are there any plays? I really don't.
None for me. I got nothing, man. We got some basketball plays. That's what I'm into tonight.
Cool. So. Cool.
Yeah, I got nothing I feel great about on this one. I think the Giants are a better team. The Bengals' defense has just gotten old. I mean, they've quietly just...
And they've lost some guys. I mean, they've eroded, certainly.
Yeah. So, I still think the Bengals are a solid team, and I'm still not in love with the Giants, but I think the Giants should be good enough to win this game.
And I keep expecting the Giants to be better than they are, and they never really are. They're just kind of okay. And...
They're also a team that gets hot at the right time, though.
And I also think,
historically.
Yeah, and I also think over the second half of the season that this team will get better because they made a lot of changes in the offseason, and it takes a while sometimes for all that to figure out what guys can do and do well, and that's, that may take them a little bit, but I guess I like them too, but, nothing worth betting on.
Nope.
Sorry. These things happen. Wow, so that's all that's on, though, tonight, right? You're going to be watching basketball or some of that.
I'll be watching the football game, too. So, okay. Yeah.
All right.
I won't be watching The Walking Dead. That show, good Lord.
You finally out?
I think I'm out. I think my wife is out. I mean, it's a mess.
I'm glad that I didn't watch this season or half of last season.
It's junk. It's pure junk.
I'm telling you, Westworld's getting really good.
Yeah, I need to catch up on that.
Yeah. The last two episodes have been the best by far. All right, that's going to wrap it up. You can stop texting now, by the way. Aggie basketball up next. Sports! Want to thank John Lee, great job. AJ Hoffman, great job. That was okay today. We will do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.